Morning.
Morning.
I'm not sure if we're missing a lot of people this morning because they still think it's 9:30 instead of 10:30. That always happens though. At times people forget to move their clocks back or ahead or whichever way it goes. But it's good to be here together, right? Those of us who are able to be here this morning, it's great to be able to be here and to share this time together. As we talk about and focus this morning on prayer and how the Scriptures can help us in our prayer life. We've been focusing a lot of attention on not just on prayer, but really on our desire and our effort at trying to make sure that we are a house of prayer to the Lord, and that God sees us as that, first of all, but also it's important, I think, that other people, that folks in the community around us begin to recognize us as being a house of prayer. Part of that is so that people will know that, you know, when they're facing Red Sea moments in their life, that they know this is a place they can come to have their prayers and their petitions lifted up before the Lord. And that's what we want to be. And that's what we want to be able to do as God's people. Last week we spent some time talking about the whole idea of being lonesome for God, that, you know, we spend a lot of time away from God, and we spend time where we're not praying, we're not reading His Word, we're just not with Him, that does that cause us to feel lonesome for Him? Or do we just kind of go on about our business doing whatever it is we're doing, and we don't really miss Him that much? And hopefully you've been able to think some about that and really look at our lives and to see the things that we need to do to really make sure that when we're missing out on our time with God, that we become lonesome for that and that we strive and desire to have it even more. This morning, I want to focus on divine invitation versus human desperation. Let me ask you this question in starting out. Did you get your invitation to the wedding of the century yet? You haven't gotten yours yet? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know, the wedding, the royal wedding of Kate Middleton and Prince Philip is going to be April 29th. If you haven't gotten your invitation yet, you probably ought to inquire about that. The butcher and the postman and the deli owner there in the town where Kate is from, they have received their invitation. You haven't gotten yours yet. You realize that is, at least it's being said as such, that it is the most coveted invitation that's out there right now. So you haven't gotten yours yet. Problem for some people. I haven't gotten mine yet either. I'm not really expecting to. Okay. As coveted as that invitation is by a lot of people, let me suggest to you this morning that there is an invitation that is much more important. It's not the most coveted invitation, but it is the most important invitation that we could receive. And that is the invitation that is given to us by God for us to come to Him and pray. You see, that is not an invitation to a royal wedding, you see, but rather it is a divine invitation. It's given to us by the King, you see. It's not a wedding, or an invitation to the wedding of the century. It is an invitation by the King to His children, okay, to come into His presence. When Jesus says in the text that was read for us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That is a divine
invitation. Okay?
Let me ask you this. Are you tired? You find yourself just kind of, and I'm not talking about because you lost an hour of sleep last night. I'm talking about, are you tired of the garbage? Are you tired of just the stuff you got to put up with day in and day out? Are you tired of the heartaches? Are you tired of the struggles? Are you tired of the sin that Satan keeps throwing at you day in and day out? Are you tired of that? I know I am. And that's why I appreciate this divine invitation so much, because it's an invitation to those who are just worn out. It's an invitation to those who are tired of all the stuff, all the garbage that we encounter day after day after day. And this divine invitation simply says, come to me. Come to me. Bring your burdens to me. If you're burdened, if you're weary, if you're worn out, if you're tired, if you're heavy laden, come to me. That's what the invitation is, isn't it? Come to me. There's a promise. There's a promise that's attached to this invitation, isn't there? You see it in there? You see the promise? See, this is what we're talking about when we talk about praying the Scriptures, that we recognize not just what Jesus is saying, and in this particular case, He's inviting us to something, but He's also promising us something in this invitation. What is it that He's saying here? Bring me your troubles. Bring me your burdens. Bring me all of this stuff that's weighing you down. And what's the promise? I will give you rest. It's a promise. He is inviting us to come to Him, to bring all of that stuff to Him. And He promises us, when you do that, I'll give you rest. Wow. What an invitation. What an invitation. That we know that whatever's going on in our life, whatever garbage we're having to face, whatever turmoil, whatever stuff is going on that's just wearing us out, whatever Satan has a grasp on us with, that we can come to Jesus. By divine invitation, we can come to Him, and He promises that He will give us rest. Okay? Wow. What a great, great invitation. Are you tired of trying to do it yourself? No. Try to do it ourselves, it just doesn't seem to work, does it? We don't have to. That's the great thing. The divine invitation says, come to me and I will give you rest. Okay? Come to me and I will give you rest. You know, we have to recognize this as the special opportunity that it really is. It's an opportunity for us to have an audience with the King. Now think about that, okay? Think about what that means. If you got your invitation to go to the wedding of the century, and you got to stand in the crowd of all of the folks that will be there wanting to see this spectacular event, I won't charge you extra for this thought this morning, okay? This is only the 11th year in this century. We still got a whole lot of time left, and they're billing this as the wedding of the century. Doesn't that kind of puzzle you a little bit? You see? That there won't be anything more spectacular happening the whole rest of this century. But anyway. Okay, you see? Now, in all of the spectacular things that are going to happen, do you think if you got an invitation to that wedding of the century, the royal wedding, that you would have opportunity for even 1 minute to have audience with the King? Or even with the prince and his new bride? It's going to happen. I really don't want to burst your bubble, but it ain't going to happen. Okay? But you see, in this divine invitation that we have all been given, we get an audience with the King. An audience with the King. We can go before Him and talk with Him, knowing that He will listen and knowing that He promises to give us rest. This is a divine invitation to pray. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But instead, what do? You know the saying, when all else fails, what do? Read the directions. Okay? Read the directions. That's what we're supposed to do. Okay? When all else fails, read the directions. And what are the directions saying? Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the directions. But you see, the problem is, we try to do it ourselves first, don't we? We're going to try and do everything that we possibly can do, and then we reach the point where we say, well, all we can do now is pray. What's that really saying about us? You see, we haven't really accepted the divine invitation. You see, we're not following the direction. And you see, we sometimes, you know, until we get to that point where we feel like we have failed at all of our attempts to do something, then we'll read the direction. And what we really need to understand and recognize is the divine invitation is one in which God wants us to call upon Him. Help me out here. First, thank you. First. Not after we've done everything we can. You see? I mean, think about it this way, all right? If we could fix all of those things that are going on in our lives by ourselves, why would we need God? Oh, we need Him for. So why not go to Him first instead of waiting until all else fails? Judson Cornwall, in his book on praying the Scripture, says, divine invitation, not human desperation, should be the motivation for prayer. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first resource. We shouldn't be going to God out of human desperation. That is, I've tried everything else that I know how to try. When all else has failed, then I'll go to God. But rather, we should be going to God first. You see, accepting His divine invitation to come to Him. Jesus says in John 15 and verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. Is that not an invitation and a promise? The same thing there, you see? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you desire and it will be done. That's the instructions, isn't it? When my word abides in you. He's given us His instructions. We just need to follow them. You see? We need to follow them. We need to pray them. We need to bring them before Him and to say, God, You invited me. You gave me this invitation. And You made this promise, and I'm calling upon You to keep that promise and to lift this burden from me and to give me what I need to face it and to deal with it. And by the way, there is no such thing as a specific position when it comes to prayer that is better than any other. By that I mean, you don't have to have someone particular like the preacher or one of the elders to pray for you. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that because I don't want to pray for you. Okay? If you have a prayer request, and we share those with one another because we want to collectively bring our petitions before God. But there are some people who have this idea that because they're not a preacher or because they're not an elder in the church or someone special, that they don't have as much favor before God. And so maybe their prayers aren't as powerful before God. And that's simply not true. You see, go back to the text that we're looking at this morning, and who is it that Jesus calls upon and gives this invitation to? And who is it that He gives this promise to? He says it's to all ye. Right? You see that in there? Come unto me, who? All ye who are weary and heavy laden. So if you are an all ye, okay? If you're an all ye, raise your hand. Okay? Then you have the invitation to go to Him in prayer and to receive that promise of rest. Isn't that great? You see? That we recognize and understand that invitation has been given to all ye who are weary and heavy laden. I'm reminded of the story that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 9, of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Those two men who went into the temple to pray. And the Pharisee stood there before God, bold and thanking God that he wasn't like other people, like this tax collector. And yet the tax collector, kneeling before God, falls before Him and asks God simply to forgive him for his sins. You see, in the eyes of men, that tax collector really didn't have any standing and didn't have any real right to be praying before God. The Pharisee did, because after all, he's a religious leader. But notice that Jesus asked the question in that parable, which man went away justified before God? The tax collector. No, he's a tax collector. Because he was in all need. Okay. He was burdened by his sin, apparently. He was weary because of his sin. Because that's what he went in and confessed, according to Jesus. When he went away, Jesus said, justified before God. You know, you ever gotten an invitation, a fancy invitation to some, you know, formal occasion or what have you? It doesn't necessarily have to be a fancy thing or a formal thing, but you get one of these invitations, and somewhere, usually down there at the bottom of it, in the corner somewhere, it has these funny little initials, RSVP. You ever get one of those? Yeah. You know what those initials mean, don't you? That's a French translation that simply means, please reply. Okay? And the reason that people put that, do you do that? You know? you forget to reply. You know? You know that the main reason that people put that on there is because, you know, the host or the hostess is trying to figure out how many people do I need to plan for. Okay? And so usually there are no provisions that are made for those who do not reply. Now think about that, okay? You got an invitation along with, you know, 100 other people, and you didn't reply, but you show up, okay? You don't have a right to be there. See? You don't have a right to whatever provisions have been made for those who did reply and said, yes, I will be there. Because the host or the hostess made provision for that number of people. 100 invitations went out, but only 70 replied saying, yes, I'll be there.
They didn't plan for and provide for 100 people. They only provided for the 70 that said they would be there, right? And that's how it works, right? Everybody understand that? Okay. So the point here is that no provision is made for those who don't reply. Think about that a second. We have a divine invitation from God. And that invitation, guess what's down there in the corner, in the bottom of that invitation? There's an RSVP, okay, that comes along with that invitation. God is saying, please reply to us. Please reply. He's given us an invitation to come to Him, and He wants a reply. Provision is made by our host only for those who reply. Think about that. Think about that. The invitation has been given. But an RSVP is requested. Okay. And provision is only made for those who require. God has given each and every one of us a divine invitation because He wants us to come to Him with whatever is going on in our lives. Because of the invitation, not because we're so desperate, because we've tried everything else we know to try, and so now we'll turn it over to Him. It's not that human desperation, but it's divine invitation that should motivate us to come to Him. But He wants a reply. He wants a reply from us. So the question is, are you going to respond? Are you going to reply to His divine invitation? Come to Him. To bring your burdens, your cares, your sorrows, your sins, whatever it might be that has got you weighed down, weary and heavy laden. Are you going to take it to Him? Or are you going to try to deal with it on your own? The invitation has been accepted, has been given. It needs only to be accepted. We have an invitation, kind of part of what we do, just as a convenience more than anything else, a convenient way to be able to make it available for folks to be able to respond and be able to come and say, hey, I need prayers for this, or I need help with this, or I need some encouragement for this, or I want to become a Christian, or hey, this is what God has done in my life, and I just want to share it with everybody. That invitation is extended and open to all here this morning. Steve is going to come up and lead us in a song. And if there's something that we can help you with, something we can encourage you with or guide you with, if there's something that you want to bring before the Lord and you want us to bring it together with you, all you got to do is come up and let me know. If you're ready to become a Christian, if you're not one already, and you're ready to make that commitment, then that invitation is certainly open to you also this morning. All you have to do is come and let me know. I think, which one of you guys is going to be in the back? You're going to be back there, Dale? Okay, Dale's going to be in the back, just so that if there's someone who has something you want to pray about or something you want to discuss with one of the elders but maybe don't want it necessarily be made public or what have you, then Dale will be in the back to receive you. And you can go back there and pray with him. But the Lord's invitation is open to all of us. And if you feel that you have a need to accept that invitation this morning in some way, then just come up and let me know while we sing the song. Let's stay together.